Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Monday 4 o'clock happy hour. A happy hour punctuated with Brussels sprouts and bronzer.
What?
You get a fake tan? You go to Trump's tanning salon, Dom?
Who, me?
Yeah,
no,
you're
man,
looking...
I was outside in the sun a little bit this weekend, man.
Looking a little great pumpkin-ish.
Really? Nice, man. Oh, I need a little color. You're looking actually pretty glowy, Crudy. Maybe you should get a little sun.
I wear a hat.
Thank you for that.
We are joined by a fine guest right now. Let's get to her. She is Chris McDonough. You may know her as Chris from Sun Prairie, or you can address her by her new title. She is the Progressive Caucus Chair of the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin. Chris McDonough, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
No one more deserving of this caucus chair position than you, Chris. You've worked your ass
well, thank
off.
Thank you.
And I know that you are, I know that you're well informed, and I know you care a lot about the grassroots. Tell us about the Progressive Caucus. Who's in? Can I be in?
You can be in. Anybody can be in. Progressive Caucus is an issues caucus. So we put forward issues. And one of the things that I would like to do with this opportunity is to use a lot of the tools that I've learned over the past few years and the organizing I've learned of working with the Wisconsin Grassroots Network for about, you know, since about 2011. And use those and kind of get some training out around the state. We did a little bit of that last year. We had a skills fest for our caucus members. We meet pretty often. We meet once a month. So anybody that wants to join can go out to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's website and they just click find the caucus area and join up. And you'll get on our list so that we can send you an email and notify you of our meetings. I want to move this caucus forward on issues and candidates. I think that we really need serious organization across the state for the 2022 campaigns and to support the legislation that's going through that we want to go through in the federal government and some of the stuff we want to stop there and here. So I'm hoping to bring some energy and activism and some knowledge to the caucus to help us really organize on issues.
Chris McDonough, how big is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Progressive Caucus, and how do we know that your election wasn't a rigged election?
Well, there are around 1,000 people, my last count, and it's not a rigged election. We have in our caucus, a part in our caucus constitution, it's written that the people that are running for office cannot run the election. So I had nothing to do with running the election for this caucus convention because of that rule. And I think it's a good rule. And we had people that were counting them and, used the methods that were developed. Methods are used by whatever the caucus would like. Ours is a ranked choice voting process.
Oh, nice.
So we allow for ranked choice voting. Uh-huh. And I have faith in it that it worked. It wasn't exposed to a lot of people. There were a couple of people that were in charge of the tech that really weren't involved in the election. So I have no reason to think that.
Well, Chris, we felt bad. This year was the first time that Dom and I were not involved in the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention, I think since maybe 2012. We've done quite a few of these in a row. How was the virtual event this weekend? Got to tell you, I was in the Northwoods. I missed it.
it was all right. Some people had a little problem with the technology, which is a big issue. Last year it was a lot quicker pivot. This year they had a little bit more time, so maybe a little less confusing. But I still think people miss the in-person conventions. I'm hoping we have some kind of a hybrid because I really think these type of conventions allow people that don't have the money and the time or the ability for whatever reason to drive from northern Wisconsin to, like, say, Milwaukee. So I'm hoping that we can figure out how to allow the virtual to maybe be part of the whole thing. I don't know if that's on any progressive or any platform, but it's something that I think would be a good idea. So I'm speaking for myself there. It's something I'd like to see because we really have reached out to members that haven't been in touch before. So I think it's good for that. But I love the I would prefer to go back to the in-persons too. I think it's just better, more personal. You get to meet people, you know, up close and personal, and it's a different atmosphere.
Yeah, but they can't virtually buy you a beer, Chris. I always enjoyed the after convention right. commiserating and the yeah. suites or down at the bar or in the casino. Those are the things that I missed about the last 2 years' conventions.
Yeah, I'm not generally in those rooms. I you know, it's just a personal choice of mine. But I do miss being in person, just being able to see people. I miss seeing you guys. You know, I know that I always can see you there, and I can always see you at the Grassroots Festival. Well, most times. So I look forward to seeing people in person again when my grandson has his shot.
Chris McDonough, she is the Progressive Caucus Chair, newly elected for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Chris, congratulations. I can't think of a person I would rather hear of in that role. And over the years, you've enlightened me quite a bit, Chris. So I'm glad you're there, and thank you for putting in the time and the effort to do that.
You're going to need to put in more time and effort to enlighten Dominic fully, though, Chris.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot.
You've come a long way. We
have a lot of work to do, though, Chris, right? And you mentioned Northern Wisconsin, and this has been a discussion point for us over the last couple of months is, you know, how do we reach out? How do we engage with you know, voters in Northern Wisconsin? How important is that for the Progressive Caucus, Chris, for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin?
I think it's very important. For me, it's a particular issue with me because I felt that way in my grassroots work. I've been working with Nate Tim for a long time, and Nate has a rural strategy that I think is quite good. And we got, I forget how many signs he got. I think it was 120,000 signs that were gotten out in the last election, which is huge. And there were a lot of people that, you know, were involved in helping with that. There's like networks of people that move these signs, and it's amazing. I'm really grateful to all of them that get involved in that. I think it really helped with the last election. I think reaching out to the rural communities is definitely key. We need to bring this state together around things that are good for the people, and stop with the division because it's just so toxic.
Chris, you talked specifically about issues and the candidates. What are the issues that you think would resonate best with Northern Wisconsin voters?
Oh, wow. Probably water issues from CAFOs. That would be one thing that I would think that would be an issue. Possibly losing a lot of water because of all the high-capacity wells that went in. I haven't heard anything about any fighting for mining up there, but that's happened over the years and it's been defeated. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, right off the top of my head, that's what I'm thinking of. I am not a rural person. I do look forward to getting out a little bit more with Nate, perhaps, and finding out a little bit more about rural life. I do have a daughter-in-law who's a dairy farmer. Well, now a beef farmer. So I do hear issues from her as well. And, you know, I definitely want to try to bring rural people into the Progressive Caucus. And we work with the Rural Caucus. We're trying to have a lot of interconnectivity with our caucuses so we can work together to build the networks we need across the state of citizens so that we can get legislation passed and people elected that, you know, do the job for us.
Well, Chris, also, you know, getting out the base is important. Crudy reminds me often how much Dane County has turned out for the Dems. What do you think resonates with the base, and how do you can keep them motivated for the next election cycle?
Dane Dems? I think a lot of Democrats are very concerned right now about the voting legislation that's going through in a lot of the Republican states. That's an issue that I think we need to address. Another issue that's really important in Wisconsin are fair maps. We need fair maps. The gerrymander in Wisconsin is a real problem. You know, when you have people that are, you know, broken up into districts that, like, you know, bend themselves around to, you know, populations that have nothing in common just to, like, put in there as many Republicans as you can, that's a problem, you know. It takes away from people in an area being able to come together on what's happening in their area and their issues, because they're splitting some of these groups up. And our legislatures, the legislators in the state of Wisconsin's Republican Party, are basically deaf to what we want. They do not want to hear it. They gavel in, they gavel out. It's all just wrong. It needs to stop. People need to be aware of the fact that they're not doing their job. They're hurting the state. They're not accepting money that should be coming to the state that can help our people that desperately need help. Those are my issues that I can think of off the top of my head. I have many issues that I advocate for.
Well, Chris, I have one more question for you. Progressive Caucus Chair, is it your role to help recruit progressive candidates? Because if we want to see change, we got to have the right candidates. We've got to have dynamic, progressive candidates. Chris, where do we find them?
Well, what we had planned for the Progressive Caucus over the past 2 years, we have a website that's not quite finished yet, but will be coming up shortly. And we have a candidates area on there where we are going to allow anybody that's running as a Democrat to come on, and they can put their bio information on there, their contact information, their social media, and we will make that information available to our caucus members so that they can choose who they would like to, you know, support, and they can help get some of these candidates elected. So, you know, we're trying to give our candidates a little bit of a place where we can maybe recruit some help for them, because I know that that's really important. And then our membership can look at all the candidates that are running and give them all a fair shot of, you know, having somebody, you know, actually seriously look at them. So, you know, we have a candidates committee we're bringing up, and that's what we're going to try to do with it inside our caucus.
Chris McDonough, our good friend. She is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Progressive Chair. She's the right person for the job. Thank you, Chris. We'll be
Thanks,
right
Chris.
Back.